This is the BBC Home Service, despite what the Light Programme says.
And what does the Light Programme say?
They say...
This is the BBC Light Programme.
Cad, how can we tell you apart?
Well, our program has naturally wavy hair, for instance, and we make insular announcements like this.
Here is a Hindu warning. Hindus are raging in sea areas Cromarty, Firth, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Gale force Hindus are sweeping eastward from Iceland, Shetland, and the Ponies. Further Hindus are sweeping in from the east. That is the hend of the Hindu warning. Tom.
Me, Wal, but what's a hen do?
It lays eggs.
Hey. And you say they're blowing from the east?
Yes.
Stand by for Easter eggs.
And now we present chapter one of a new dynamic novel written entirely on carbon paper, shaven Arab socks and copyright underwater during the Hindu season. Entitled The Last of the Smoking Seagulls, Part One. The scene, an unfilled cavity in a dentist's waiting room.
Oh, my dear.
Part Two. The annual shareholder... the annual shareholders meeting of the Imperial Ascot Tobacco Company.
I've got a nasty cough, Ming.
Yes, you have got a nasty cough, Ming.
Yes.
What happened to that nice cough you used to have? You know, the one that used to go... That's the one.
That one, yeah. Someone shot it, Ming.
In the quill. Did you have it stuffed, Henry?
Now you're asking me something.
I know I'm asking you something.
Thank you very much.
I don't know where we get these shareholders from.
You can't get the shareholders, you know, Henry.
Why?
I can't get any holders for my shares.
Really?
Well. Oh,
well. Welcome now to the shareholders' meeting, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that this time the gentlemen are wearing trousers. Oh. And now Min of Mongolia will read the trading report for the last year. Yes, it was a very quiet year. Nothing was heard but the song of a bird. Feeling all the air, madness.
I've been worried about the goon show, Lee. I said to Jim the other day...
Thank you. And now the Consumer Research Bureau's statistical report on the customers of this tobacco company. Gentlemen, good news. That means we've had a knocker fitted to the door. It's coughing Ned of Wales, our only customer. Get the horses out of here, Ned.
Good heavens! The Lord Mayor's show has been this way.
No, Ned. The floor has been this way for years.
Oh, good. So the floor goes this way. It must be a shortcut.
Did you you hear that, Ned?
I did.
Come now, Ned. Do a nice little cough for the shareholders.
Neddy, may I say on behalf of the shareholders, that was beautiful. Tell me, Ned, what brought you to our meeting?
An ambulance. I'm going to give it up, you know.
Give up ambulances, Neddy. Ambulances are good for you.
No. I'm trying to give up smoking. Oh. I'm up to two a day, you know. It's ruining my health and wolf and health.
Really?
Shareholders of the Imperial Alaska Tobacco Company, even though I'm your only customer, I've got to give it up.
Just one moment, please. One moment, please. Now, Ned, don't be hasty. The whole output of this mighty Imperial Alaska Tobacco Company is geared to your nicotine addiction.
I don't care. I've got to think of my lungs.
Why should you? They never think of you, Ned. Moriarty, the sobbing violin. Here, Ned, have a cigarette to steady your nerves.
Oh, thank you. I say, this cigarette's all filtered with a tobacco tip.
Of course it's all filtered with a tobacco tip, Neddy. It is my latest invention.
You filter swine!
End of part one. 3 years on and 6 million nerve-wracking coughs later, a tiny nicotine-stained figure sits by a mountain of dog ends. Behind each ear are strapped two revolving bundles of half-smoked cigarettes.
This is Ned of Wales calling in the outdoor fag-end service of the BBC. Folks! I'm in a bad way, folks. I need help. Heavens, a 95-foot-long motor car covered in mink. It must be Peter Sellers.
No, Ned. No, he hasn't heard of this one yet, Neddy. This is the delivery truck of the Imperial Ascot Tobacco Company. I just heard your creed occur.
Did you? It must have been a loud one.
Fair shook the windows, Ned. Now, Ned, I know a great surgeon who can cure those dreaded creed occurs.
Does he practice in Harley Street?
Yes, but only on the saxophone. Please keep moving him on, you know. And that is why he was forced to take this degrading post as chief surgeon to the king. Now, just go behind this handy roadside screen and take your clothes off, would you?
Thank you. I'm only a strolling. Ooh. Ooh. I haven't had that off for a long time.
Right, Moriarty. We'll take these clothes and have them valued.
Hurry up, you lot. It's cold behind here. A lot of woodpeckers around.
Ladies and gentlemen, a Bow Street runner approaches.
Hello, hello. Who's left this screen but a robe with its lights off in broad daylight? Anybody in?
Yes.
Well, come on out, madam.
I can't. I haven't any clothes on. I'm waiting for the medical inspection.
Well, I reckon you need one, mate.
Just a moment. They've gone. The clothes have gone. Crit pipe thin's gone. Moriarty's gone. The car's gone.
You've gone, mate, and all. Come on. Off to the old...
I was in there last week, you know.
Well, you're going in again this week now. Old Milligan's a bit short of ideas, you see. Now, come on.
I'm not
going to
get
Part four. The scene is lit by the brilliant conch of Max the Conch's Gallery.
you, folks, and Plugi. This is Max Kongs Galdray, the golden plum and friend of the Snowmans. Listen again next week when you will hear...
Stop! 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 Thank you. Part four. The dreaded National Health Hospital at Hampton Court.
Say ah!
Yes, you'll love it here, Nettie. I've had your clothes x-rayed and we've discovered an anonymous swollen wallet inside your jacket. Nurse Mills?
Yes, darling?
Oh. Nurse, prepare for a money operation.
Oh, the matron won't like it.
She's not getting any of it.
Oh. What's the operation, doctor?
Well, I have to remove his post office savings account.
Sounded nonsense.
Hand me the anesthetic, would you?
Wow! No, dear!
I'm sorry, Eccles.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Right, nurse. Knife, pen, ink, specimen of patient's signature. Blotting paper and forgery kit there. Oh, it's all over.
Oh, nurse. Where am I?
England, Ned.
Thank heaven. If I hadn't been, I'd never have had the money to get back.
Cigarette, Ned.
Cigarette, yes, 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 yes.
You enjoy that, Neddy?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Well, have another one. The crowd expects it of
you. No!
Part two of an early Roman trouser plantation. To escape from the dreaded fiend, Nicotine Ned stows away on a Hindu ship disguised as a stowaway.
What is that? Six bells?
But listen, man, we don't need them.
What do you mean you don't need the six bells?
We don't need... What I'm saying, what I'm telling you. What? You silly old Pakistan, you listen to me. Listen to it while you're in Indian. Listen.
My mother is Irish.
I know that.
She's Irish, I tell you.
But you are not born in London cantonment. I know that.
I've seen...
All right. We don't need six bells. What do we need? We need one bell and we hit it five times. That is
it. Man, it was only one bell. Hit five times.
Then why didn't you say so, man? Do it all again and say it properly.
All right. One bell, hit five times.
I say, Hindu gentleman.
What's this? I've never seen like this before. What is it, sir?
Are you gentlemen responsible for births on this ship?
What is written here is now pointless, you understand?
Yes, yes.
Not all of them.
I'm on this trip for my health, you know. I'm a victim of fag ends.
Oh, dear.
I've lost all my teeth and I've got hydromencephalic staphatic thrombopterytis with complications.
What are the complications?
Trying to say that like without my teeth. Now, listen, I tell you what. I've had no food since the trip started.
Oh, we know, sir.
We know. Tell it.
Oh, dear. It is the policy of this line to starve the passenger to death, you know.
Well, why wasn't I told?
It is also the policy of this line not to alarm the passengers.
Malcolm the Amazon inside!
Or look out for the wash, or...
What wash?
The dreaded Amazon mouth wash, my dear. Narn war. Arr. They do say as how South America is haunted, my darling. This little fag end is haunted. Give me 6 months, I'll haunt everything around. No lie, you
Bernard Miles is now appearing at the Mermaid. And now, Ray Ellington, son of Mermaid.
Too much. You're much too marvelous, too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful, I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and much too very, very, to ever be in Webster's dictionary. So I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. I think you're nice, swell, delectable. Too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're wonderful, too marvelous for words. To tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Ned, so we meet again thanks to skillful writing. Look at this, Ned. Look at this here, a picture of me.
Was it taken by flashlight?
No, taken by rifle fire, a new process, you know. You get a pile of rifles and you set fire to them.
Gad, what will you think of next?
Well, I think I'll say I'm not staying on this ship. I've been beaten, flogged, keel-hauled, mutinied, tarred, hung from the yardarm, lashed to the mast, and also an unpleasant incident east of the wind.
A sailor must expect these things.
Sailor, I'm a first-class passenger, sir.
You're a first-class...
Yes, I know. Well, now, let's have a quick resume. Oh, that's better. Now... Stand aside for the equity announcement. Ta-da!
Neddy hit all the way on the boat to South America. And he hid all the way back again, thus breaking the world's hiding record.
Ned of Wales. Nay, a Ned of Nicotine. Listen. Woof, woof, woof. The hound of the Bunkerville.
Quick, and I hide.
Come inside, you silly. Come inside this patriotic military museum. Disguise yourself as a visitor.
Oh, Jim.
Good heavens, it's hello, Jim. A night visitor. Welcome to the Bloodnock Patriotic Museum. Every exhibitor real eye-water.
Oh.
Admission, a mere 9 guineas.
Why do you charge so much, Jim?
Well, it's something to do with the holidays in the south of France, you know.
Very well.
Oh, that tune, how it haunts me. It's my regimental march, the 3rd mounted cash registers, you know. Come in and savor the exhibits, lad. This way, please. Now, you see the actual slice of Gruyere cheese issued to the 15th Panther Division at the Battle of Buerada. Just here, you see.
Wait a minute, Jim.
What?
Wait a minute, Jim. This steaming cheese has got New Zealand stamped on it.
Yes, it was captured by them during the battle, you see. You can see the bullet holes in it. Look. Oh, look out, it's moving. Come out and fight.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot, Major, it's me.
Nicotine Mad Ned, have you been smoking that cheese? Come out with your hands up and lay your wristwatch on this table. That's right. Good heavens, Look at the time. 3:40. The perfect time for a wristwatch robbery.
My last worldly possession stolen. My ordinary goatskin and duck fur hand-operated wristwatch gone.
What do duck fur?
To lay eggs.
Wow.
Gone in the direction of away. What can I know?
Have a cigarette, Neddy.
No. I've given it up. Ah. I'm cured. I only smoke salmon, and that's cured too, you know.
Neddy, despite the age of that joke, we have decided to recognize your services to the world of fumes.
Hello, Neddy.
Yes.
Hello, Dad.
Hello.
I have made you a director of the Imperial Escort Tobacco Company, Ned.
This means that in future, tell him.
In future,
Henry. Every cigarette that you smoke will bring you a dividend point. Three of a ring, which will be paid to you in cigarettes. Every 330,000 cigarettes you smoke will come to you free.
Free!
And will be lit for you by our board of directors.
Thank heavens. My days of poverty are over. What I want to know is, how many cigarettes a day have I got to smoke?
Just one, Ned, and in that order.
All right. All right, I'll siggin.
What an unusual signature. All right, lads, bring the cigarettes in.
Well,
I've got it now. Down a bit your end, mind if you order.
Lower it down now.
Right, lower it down now.
Curse! Trapped by a 90-foot-long cigarette.
Come along, Ned. You've only got 8 hours left to fulfill the contract. Light the end, Moriarty.
Smoke it there. Ha, 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 ha.
As I puffed at the giant cigarette, the heat drove out half the inhabitants of London.
This is the overseas service of the BBC. Here is the latest report on the giant cigarette situation. At midnight, a large red glow in the eastern sky over Clapham signified that the great cigarette was still alight. A heavy pall of smoke now hangs over East London. A Mrs. Violet Nuke of 5 Sussex Road has complained that her tomcat Matthew has changed color. Taken to smoking a pipe. The last medical report on Nicotine Ned was that he had turned into a frail green creature. The Stock Exchange. Shares of the Ascot Tobacco Company rose sharply today. I did rather nicely, actually, and I think that Greenslade and I can go to the pictures tonight.
Oh, thank you, John. We haven't been since we saw Hell's Angels. Meantime, coughing Ned of Wales plans to escape.
Oh, bad luck. I need your help.
What? Well, you can stand by me to rely on you. Feel this quilt there. Now,
have you a lighter than air machine?
Just by chance, I have this handy Chinese rice paper fire balloon. And here is the driver, Arlong.
Oh, Arlong, I got it. It's a wonder.
Well, get along, Arlong.
Hold tight.
Oh, dear. Oh. Look, it's Count Moriarty giving chase in a tobacco-powered ground zeppelin. Full speed in all directions.
It's only 30 miles to safe harbor.
30 miles? That's an unlucky number.
Oh, 40 miles then.
You see, it was unlucky. We're a mile further away now.
I say, we're up high.
Yes, Gad, the sun's hot.
Well, you shouldn't touch it.
Shut up, Echo.
I think Moriarty's within earshot.
Why?
I've just been shot in my ear.
Keep going, lads. We're up to page 13. Along. Why are we losing height?
Wonderful fire. Have gone out. No fuel.
There's no fuel like an old fuel. Alas!
Hey, what's on? If only we had some thin sliced garlic.
Why?
I love thin sliced garlic.
Look, we shall have to burn our clothes. Draw the blinds, nurse, will you? Eccles, off with those thorn-proof trousers.
Oh, listen to me, Blunder.
Who gave you the phone number of this balloon, Moriarty?
A man called Tom.
What?
Hand over smoking out of Wales, and we'll see you get a fair trial and a fair hanging.
Ned. Oh, Ned, you'll have to surrender.
Not one step nearer, Bradlock, or I'll put a bullet between your eyes.
I didn't know they made them that small.
You'll never take me dead or alive.
But isn't there any other way?
A direct hit from the tobacco-powered Zeppelin on the rice paper balloon. We joined the crew in the hospital.
Oh, doctor.
You're lucky to be alive, man.
Why?
I've tried to kill you three times.
You're just saying that to cheer me up. Tell me what happened to Bradlock and Eccles.
Unfortunately, nothing. Now then, you put this wee thing in your mouth. Match, maybe.
No, no, it's a cigarette.
Yes, that was it. The last of them. So bye now.